Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mac.
So what do you make of the flooding that we're seeing, that we saw earlier this morning? Did it make for a rough commute for you wherever you were going?
Yep. I had to drive a little bit outside of town, and it was, as you were pointing out, pretty rough and wet everywhere around, you know, huge amount of water accumulating on the land. Yeah. Yeah.
How unusual is this kind of flooding from your perspective?
I would say that events like this are becoming more and more usual. You are probably aware that last year was one of the warmest years on record, 175 years. Canada and Canadian areas are warming twice the global average, much faster than global average. This kind of warming is pushing the moisture into the air, and that moisture comes back, you know, in the very intensive storms and rainfall events like one we had this morning. Because the warming continues and continues on that kind of rising trend.
Yeah.
It's obvious that we will be, you know, experiencing more and more frequently events like this.
Yeah, I think what was striking about what happened this morning, I mean, obviously it rains all the time, you get heavy rain all the time, but the suddenness of how suddenly the weather came down and how intense it was, the amount that came down in such a short span of time. Yeah. I mean, if we're being completely honest, Environment Canada didn't issue an alert until it was right on top of us.
Yeah, yeah. These events is not easy to predict, so we can, you know, give them some, cut them some slack. The kind of convection process, that process of moving, you know, warm air up and turning into intensive rain, is a very complex process that we cannot easily predict. And I think that's the reason. But the fact is, Matt, that this is going to happen more and more. We need to think very seriously, accept the fact that this is happening. That's first. We need to be a little bit better prepared, and we need to look into ways of kind of adapting to these changing conditions.
Yeah.
And I think this is where,
Oh, no. I think you were going to go where my next question was, because we see online, right, these photos. We posted pictures and video on our website of people driving through like nearly meter deep water going under some of these intersections and underpasses.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you could provide a brief explanation here as to why that happens. Why the intersections and like the newly constructed Adelaide underpass in London flood the way that they did in these situations?
Yeah. But there are two reasons. I mean, one is we already kind of touched upon, that these storms are becoming much more frequent and much more intense. You gave some figures that are illustrating the intensity of the storm this morning. The second reason is that every rainfall event creates some flow of water over land, and that flow goes either into our storm drainage system, and it's being carried to a recipient in order to eliminate inundation of the areas in the city. The more land we cover with, you know, asphalt and material that is not allowing water to move and infiltrate, the more runoff will be flowing across our streets. So from that fact, you move into infrastructure question, and that infrastructure should have capacity to carry that water. That's where we are, I think, hitting now the very sensitive point, is our infrastructure is definitely demonstrating that we are not capable, or it's not capable to kind of carry that amount of water. What worries me is that we have a new development and areas within London very, I think, visibly this morning flooded, where the new infrastructure was put in place. And it seems that this infrastructure also was not able to carry, you know, the water from this event. So we have to review the process, how we determine the size of the pipe, how we determine which piece of infrastructure we are going to put, which piece is going to be the most efficient to prevent what you were describing, inundation of the underpass, the deep, you know, water deep, you know, 1 meter across the streets of London.
Yeah. It's interesting because I've had conversations in the past with engineers who are saying that they're having to rethink what the limits are in terms of what are 10-year events, 50-year events, 100-year events, and you might have planned around something that might have been rare all these years ago, but they might be happening more and more frequently now. What are we going to see? What are we going to see if we don't update the infrastructure designs to the degree that you're describing?
In my opinion, we are going to see more and more damage being caused by these intensive events. And there is definitely need to review, you know, what is the 100-year flood? What is the 10-year flood? These are the kind of figures, statistical kind of measures that are used in order to design the infrastructure. But all these numbers are obtained using the historical information, observations of the rainfall and flow, that consequence of the rainfall. The history is not properly going to represent the future. We are already kind of seeing that, and I think this, you know, global warming is just converting into intensive precipitation events is changing the kind of probability, and therefore the standards for the design of infrastructure, which are based on this kind of historical information, need to be revised.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave the conversation there. Slobodan, it's been a really interesting chat. Thank you for giving us some insight onto what happened this morning and why it happened. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
That is Slobodan Simonovic. He is the Director of Engineering at the Institute for Catastrophic Loss Reduction and a Professor Emeritus in Civil and Environmental Engineering at Western University.